Krishna Book, Canto 5, Padakiya Rasa, Chapter 21, Scene 2, The Power of Krishna's Flute. Krishna was very expert in playing the flute, and the gopis were captivated by the sound vibration, which was not only attractive to them, but to all living creatures who heard it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once said that the vibration of Krishna's flute is just like a bird that creates a nest within the ears of the gopis and always remains prominent there, not allowing any other sound to enter the ears of the gopis. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else, not even to give a suitable reply. Such are the effects of the vibration of Lord Krishna's transcendental flute. The vibration of Krishna's flute is always prominent in the ears of the gopis, so naturally they cannot hear anything else. Constant remembrance of the holy sound of Krishna's flute keeps the gopis enlightened and enlivened, and they do not allow any other sound to enter their ears. Since their attention is fixed on Krishna's flute, they cannot divert their minds to any other subject. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets to talk or hear of any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he or she cannot divert one's attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. One of the gopis told her friends, "The highest perfection of the eyes is to see Krishna and Balaram entering the forest, playing their flutes, and tending the cows with their friends." Persons who are constantly engaged in the transcendental meditation of seeing Krishna internally and externally, by thinking of Krishna playing his flute and entering the Vrindavan forest, have really attained the perfection of samadhi. Samadhi or trance means absorption of all the activities of the senses on a particular object. And the gopis indicate that the pastimes of Krishna are the perfection of all meditation and samadhi. It is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita that anyone who is always absorbed in the thought of Krishna is the topmost of all yogis. Another gopi expressed her opinion that Krishna and Balaram, while tending the cows, appeared just like actors going to play on a dramatic stage. Krishna was dressed in glowing garments of yellow and Balaram in blue, and they held new twigs of mango tree, peacock feathers, and bunches of flowers in their hands. Dressed with garlands of lotus flowers, Krishna and Balaram were sometimes singing very sweetly among their friends. One gopi told her friend, "How is it Krishna and Balaram are looking so beautiful?" And another gopi said, "My dear friend, we cannot even think of Krishna's bamboo flute. What sort of pious activities did the flute execute so that it is now enjoying the nectar of the lips of Krishna?" Krishna sometimes kisses the gopis, and therefore the transcendental nectar of his lips is available only to them, and his lips are considered the property of the gopis. And therefore the gopis ask, how is it possible that this flute, which is nothing but a bamboo rod, is always engaged in enjoying the nectar from Krishna's lips? Because the flute is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the mother and father of the flute must be very happy. The lakes and the rivers are considered to be the mothers of the trees, because the trees live simply by drinking water. So the waters of the lakes and rivers of Vrindavan were full of happy lotus flowers, because the waters were thinking, how is it our son, the bamboo rod, is enjoying the nectar of Krishna's lips? The bamboo trees, standing by the banks of the rivers and lakes, were also happy to see their descendant so engaged in the service of Lord Krishna. Just as persons who are advanced in knowledge take pleasure to see their descendants engage in the service of Lord Krishna, the trees were overwhelmed with joy and were incessantly yielding honey, which flowed from the beehives hanging upon the branches. Sometimes the gopis spoke like this to their friends about Krishna. Dear friends, our Vrindavan is proclaiming the glories of this entire earth, because this planet is glorified by the lotus footprints of the son of Devaki. Besides that, when Govinda plays his flute, peacocks immediately become mad. When all the animals and trees and plants, either on the top of Govardhan Hill or in the valley, see the dancing of the peacock, they all stand still and listen to the transcendental sound of Krishna's flute with great attention. We think that this boon is not possible or available on any other planet. Although the gopis are village cowherder women and girls, they had knowledge of Krishna. Similarly, one can learn the highest truths simply by hearing the Vedas from authoritative sources. Another gopi said like this, my dear friends, just see the deer. Although they are dumb animals, they have approached the son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna. And not only are they attracted by the dress of Krishna and Balaram, but as soon as they hear the playing of the flute, the deer, along with their husbands, offer respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna by looking at him with great affection. The gopis were envious of the deer, because the deer were able to offer their service to Krishna along with their husbands. The gopis thought themselves not so fortunate, because whenever they wanted to go to Krishna, their husbands were not very happy. And another gopi said, my dear friends, Krishna is so nicely dressed. Krishna appears to be the impetus to various kinds of ceremonies held by the women folk. Why, even the wives of the denizens of heaven become attracted after hearing the transcendental sound of Krishna's flute. Although they are traveling in the sky in their airplanes, enjoying the company of their husbands, upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they also immediately become perturbed. Their hair is loosened and their tight dresses slackened. This means that the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna extends to all corners of the universe. Also, it is significant that the gopis knew about the different kinds of airplanes flying in the sky. Another gopi said to her friends, My dear gopis, the cows are also charmed as soon as they hear the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna. It sounds to them like the pouring of nectar, and immediately they spread their long ears just to catch the liquid nectar of the flute. And as for the calves, they are seen with the nipples of their mothers pressed in their mouths. But they cannot suck the milk, for they remain struck with devotion, and tears glide down their eyes, illustrating vividly how they are embracing Krishna heart to heart. All these phenomena indicate that even the cows and calves in Vrindavan knew how to cry for Krishna and embrace him heart to heart. Actually, Krishna conscious affection can be culminated in shedding tears from the eyes. Then, a younger gopi told her mother, "My dear mother, the birds, who are all looking at Krishna playing on his flute, are sitting very attentively on the branches and twigs of different trees, and from their features it appears that they have forgotten everything and are engaged only in hearing Krishna's flute. This proves that they are not ordinary birds. No, they are great sages and devotees, and just to hear Krishna's flute, they have appeared in Vrindavan forest as birds." Great sages and scholars are interested in Vedic knowledge, but the essence of Vedic knowledge is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvair, Aham Eva Vedya. Through the knowledge of the Vedas, Krishna has to be understood. And from the behavior of these birds, it appeared that they were great scholars in Vedic knowledge, and they took to Krishna's transcendental vibration and rejected all other branches of Vedic knowledge. Even the river Yamuna, being desirous to embrace the lotus feet of Krishna, after hearing the transcendental vibration of his flute, the Yamuna broke her fierce waves to flow very nicely with lotus flowers in her hands, just to present flowers to Mukunda with deep feeling. The scorching heat of the autumn sunshine was sometimes intolerable, and therefore the clouds in the sky appeared in sympathy above Krishna and Balaram and their boyfriends while they engaged in blowing upon their flutes. The clouds served as a soothing umbrella over their heads just to make friendship with Krishna. The wonton aborigine girls also became fully satisfied when they smeared their faces and breasts with the dust of Vrindavan, which was reddish from the touch of Krishna's lotus feet. The aborigine girls had very full breasts, and they were also very lusty. But when their lovers felt their breasts, they were not very satisfied. When they came out into the midst of the forest, they saw that while Krishna was walking, some of the leaves and creepers of Vrindavana turned reddish from the kumkum powder which fell from Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet were held by the gopis upon their breasts, which were also smeared with kumkum powder. But when Krishna traveled in the Vrindavana forest with Balaram and their boyfriends, the reddish powder fell upon the ground of the Vrindavan forest. And so, the lusty aborigine girls, while looking toward Krishna playing his flute, saw the reddish kumkum on the ground and immediately took it and smeared it over their faces and breasts. In this way, they became fully satisfied, although they were not satisfied when their lovers touched their breasts. This means all material lusty desires can be immediately satisfied if one comes into contact with Krishna consciousness. Another gopi began to praise the unique position of Govardhan Hill in this way. Oh, how fortunate is this Govardhan Hill, for it is enjoying the association of Lord Krishna and Balaram, who are accustomed to walk on it. Thus, Govardhan is always in touch with the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And because Govardhan Hill is so obliged to Lord Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill is supplying different kinds of fruits, roots and herbs, as well as very pleasing crystal water from its lakes, all in presentation to Lord Krishna. The best presentation offered by Govardhan Hill, however, was newly grown grass for the cows and calves. Govardhan Hill knew how to please Lord Krishna by pleasing his most beloved associates, the cows and cowherder boys. Another gopi said that everything appeared wonderful when Krishna and Balaram traveled in the forest of Vrindavan, playing their flutes and making intimate friendship with all kinds of moving and non-moving living creatures. When Krishna and Balaram played on their transcendental flutes, the moving creatures became stunned and stopped their activities, and the non-moving living creatures, like trees and plants, begin to shiver with ecstasy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, Shri Govinda, Gopinatha, Madana Mohan, Syamakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan, Kalindi, Jamuna, Jaya, Jaya Mahabhan.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.